when it comes to purchasing certain foods, there are certain things you want to get the day of, day before, or right before you do it. Because chicken, if it's fresh, then there's really no such thing unless it's Amish.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all packed on ice. Fish, any kind of seafood products, if it's not frozen, you got to get that like at the last minute. And then all your ground meats, because again, ground meats go through big processing machines, and sometimes some of the scraps they throw in are a few days old or whatever. I'm not saying everybody does that, but you got to really be careful on the ground meats.
Right. And you want to, depending on what it is, you really want to cook that through. Some people like their burgers medium rare.
And cooking it through, I use my Thermapen because I did pork chops. We actually did Maureen's first birthday party. I got a couple boys that, you know what they eat like.
Right.
So I did a bunch of pork chops. I put my little deal where I like to put the oil on them and then jacquard them, pound the heck out of them, threw them on my tech, and it was raining like a dog. I had to get one of the patio umbrellas out there and a beer. It's a rule.
Right.
Brought my Thermapen out, and when they got to like 150, I pulled them, and a couple of them got away from me and got up to 165. That's one of those little prep things where make sure you're prepared to test that temperature at the right time, because if you've got all your food on the grill, you're not going to run out to your grilling box or wherever you keep all your grilling supplies and start tearing around trying to find a thermometer. But here's the thing you got to be careful about too, especially like women in particular are very often more sensitive to that rareness. So like I had these at 155, 160, and Maureen cut into her pork chop and it looked pink. And she's like, don't be offended. She threw it in the microwave.
Really?
I was dying. I said, honey, I put the Thermapen on it. It was 168. She goes, it's pink. I'm like, that's what a tech does. The color inside doesn't necessarily change as much as if you're drying it out on an air grill.